We're on the line with a McGill student who is participating in an occupation of the office of McGill's Heather Monroe Bloom, who's this is, of course, happening on November 10th, which is a Quebec-wide student strike against hikes in tuition and for student justice. So can you describe to us what's going on right now?
Well, we have been more or less barricaded in the main reception area of the principal's office. We have security guards both outside the three entrances as well as inside with us, and the police are currently on their way.
And can you talk about your motivations for holding the office of Heather Monroe Bloom as students at McGill University, and also just talk a bit about the McGill administration and the grievances you have?
Yeah, absolutely. We as students have reached the point where our voices and our opinions don't count for anything. We are told how we should feel and think about issues that affect us directly, things like the MUNACA strikes, the injunctions against MUNACA, the negotiations with AgSem, the 75% tuition increase, which this administration is actually supporting, as well as pushing for further increases. And we just reached the point where we don't feel like our opinions matter for anything. So we thought that going straight to the heart of power, to the James Administration Building, where students aren't even, no student services actually happen in this building anymore. It's entirely for administrators, thought would send a very, very strong message about what a school should be. It should be for the students.
Talk a bit more about what you want to convey in terms of your vision for university.
Sure. We want university to be an open and accessible place that its focus is on students, both graduate, postgraduate, and undergraduate students. What we're seeing right now is undergraduate interests and undergraduate concerns are being completely ignored and undermined by the university, which is going more and more towards a privatized, corporatized model. And we, as students, do not feel that this is a good, okay thing. We need to be working, all of us, to make sure, to make the university what we want it to be, and that's why we decided to do this action.
What does this mean specifically at McGill? You're at the office of Heather Monroe Bloom, who's been illustrated to have benefited the last years from a massive salary. The McGill Daily reported over 300,000 plus hundreds of thousands of dollars in benefits for the salary of the head of McGill. Maybe if you could just detail a bit more about your grievances towards Heather Monroe Bloom, but more broadly, the McGill administration.
Yeah, actually, Morton Mendelson, the Deputy Provost for Student Life and Learning, came in at one point to talk to us, and we got a lot of the same crap that we've been hearing from him all along, that he understands our concerns and that he's thought them through, but it's his way or the highway, more or less. As for HMB, Heather Monroe Bloom, I should say.
Security stole the cats downstairs. We were gone, out of the building.
Oh, security has been lying to the supporters that we have outside the door, we just learned. But back to our grievances with the administration. Heather Monroe Bloom, as you said, she has a massive, massive salary. I myself am currently $21,000 in debt. Well, she has a $10,000 TV in her office. If she's here to serve student interests and to make the university run, she can do that without hundreds of thousands of dollars in benefits, first-class flights, vacations, massive vacations for her and her family, et cetera. What we're seeing is a trend with the administration where they're ignoring undergraduate concerns completely. Students have over and over again shown that they oppose tuition increases, oppose the administration stance towards UNACA. And this is what we've decided to do. This is what it's come to, for us to get our voices heard.
Can you talk about why you are taking this action on November 10th specifically?
Yeah. November 10th is both the arts faculty strike, which was voted in by the arts students on Tuesday, as well as the biggest demonstration to date against the tuition increases. We had tens of thousands of students on the streets today, and we thought that this was a great opportunity to do it in a way that was very public, that would show our stance, show that McGill is in solidarity both with the students marching the streets of Montreal and with the Greater Quebec Student Movement, and to give McGill students hope that we can do things, that direct action can have an effect.
Can you describe right now what's going on and what you're doing as student activists?
Yeah, Well, right now I might sound a little tense. That's because the police are actually on their way. And since we have been barricaded in by security, we basically our only opportunity to take action is using our bodies. We are going to be sitting in. This occupation from the beginning, on the students' part at least, has been completely peaceful. We've seen some violence from security. We had a few of my colleagues were actually assaulted. But, yeah, sorry, things are a bit chaotic here, but we're currently waiting for the police. Everybody currently is safe. Nobody is direly hurt or in need of immediate medical attention, so we're okay up here.
Any last words that you would like to convey to CKUT and the broader Montreal community?
Absolutely. CKUT, thank you so much for existing as you do. You are a great, amazing student service and a service to the Montreal community. As to the Montreal community, don't give up. Let McGill know what you think. Let McGill use your power, use your words, use your bodies to resist and fight back against these unfair administrative